Hi, I'm Shivling Singh, and I'm here with Tavi Sin, and she's from Save Cambodia. You were a teacher who worked with special ed students, one-on-one paraprofessional. Can you talk more about your experience with that?
So that was a very interesting experience, and it really taught me a lot. Because
I think with these children that I work with, they really teach me a lot of patience. But I also learn about bullying in the schools. And I think that it really hurt, like this one girl I had, she was autistic and legally blind. And the kids would make fun of her in class, right in front of her. And you know, with autistic children, they don't always, depending on their level, but they can't always tell when you're making fun of them. And I would just sit there and I could just see them doing it. And I mean, I can only say so much. You know, kids take time to really understand about differences. And sometimes at lunchtime, I wouldn't eat, I would just like cry in a room because I felt so bad for her.
So you said that you felt like it wasn't something that you see yourself doing in the long run.
Not specifically with that. I think I just really needed a job at that moment. And, you know, my dad works for the school district, so I was able to get a job by applying to there. But, I mean, one of the things that I created the line I Am Human, and all of the initiatives are part of the programs helped me from my experience from there. It helps me to kind of tailor some of the initiatives and understanding from kids' perspectives for the future program.
So do you feel like from your experience with that had led to you starting your organization Save Cambodia? So what made you head towards that direction?
Well, I started the organization before I got this job. Problem with the school district is that when you're working in it, it literally takes 8 in the morning till 3. So you have to be with the child all the time. So it was difficult to work, to do any form of work, you know, depending on the kid that you're with. And that was a problem for the organization, not, you know, for the child, but for the organization to move forward. But while I was there, I had the opportunity to realize that I can create an educational curriculum, the opportunity to test the kids and see whether or not they would like it. And they did, they really liked it. So through I Am Human, we're creating an educational curriculum. This is all under Save Cambodia, because Save Cambodia is an organization that has a whole bunch of initiatives.
More about Save Cambodia?
So Save Cambodia is an organization that inspires Cambodians globally and domestically to stand to rise, which is our motto, to confront the challenges of saving a nation. We advocate awareness of human rights, promote self-sufficiency through different initiatives that we create, and strive for global partnerships. Cambodia is an organization that is a movement which provides a path for Cambodians to reach their liberation through various initiatives. So we create different initiatives, you know, whatever interests people. But we're not a very specific organization. You know, you have people who build homes or build schools. We're very broad because of the issues that are going on in Cambodia right now.
So your organization, Save Cambodia, is that part of the reason why you left the school district?
It's part of the reason why I left the school district. I mean, it kind of worked out all the way around, but one of the main reasons was that the principal, he didn't want me in the school anymore. So he told me not to pretty much come back. He can't do that, but I just used the opportunity at the same time to go because I couldn't stand the way he was running the school. I think that he was tearing down a lot of morals from the principal, and there was a lot of injustice happening, and I just saw the school going down, and a part of me really wanted to stay to help the school, but at the same time, I was asked to go to Geneva, Switzerland, and for 2 to 3 months, so I lived in France, and I traveled to Switzerland at the UN for 3 months, and Save Cambodia at the point really needed me to give it full time. I came back, I resigned from the school district because, you know, I'm a type of person where I don't give up over anything. And even when people say no, I just keep going. But it was either I kept struggling with the school district, and kept Save Cambodia in a back burner, or I had to keep going with the organization. And at this point, with it running for two and a half years, it really needed me, almost 3 years, not really needing me to be there.
What made you feel so connected with Save Cambodia? Like, what drove you to starting this off?
I realized the issues in Cambodia were so much larger than the little documentary I could do. And I was thinking about all the other nonprofits. You know, why is Cambodia is where it is? So I decided to create my own nonprofit called Save Cambodia that really talks about, the motto is Stand to Rise, like I said, and it really talks about courage and compassion and understanding and empathy, and it can connect with a lot of people. So throughout my entire life, I seem to always come across this where people always say, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I would always have to push against and show people that they're wrong all the time. Like, it never fails. Or at least courage or enough something that people didn't have strength to do. I would always have to do it all the time. So with the motto, Stand to Rise, it kind of connects to everything that I've been doing and to all the Cambodian people around the world or just people in general. I think that they need to have a little bit, they need someone or something to really preach about courage or preaching about, you know, standing up for what you believe in and stand and not having fear for it. And this Save Cambodia is just a platform I'm selecting. It's just a country I'm selecting. But at the end of the day, all of the ideas of it, it still connects with, it can be with anyone. And that's why I want to do it through global partnerships. And one of the initiatives I have is I'm Human, that, you know, we could talk about later, but I'm Human is a way to have the issues talk about Cambodia, but it connects with other countries because, and I think a lot of people separate human rights when human rights is really universal. So it's a way of finding that common ground and connection.
So have you ever had any doubts with you and your choice to start off Save Cambodia? Anything that stopped you in a way?
So my doubts are a little bit different. I'm gonna be honest, I have a lot of doubts, but they're mainly internal. But I have this thing, it's like really innate. It's like, you know when you can't sit still and you just have to do something? That's how I feel about stuff. So If I say I'm going to do something, I literally can't doing it. Yeah, of course, like I get these doubts in my head and stuff. But it's just, I think it's normal to have them, those thoughts. But I almost never let it affect me. I just kind of, sometimes with my friends, secretly I'll complain to them constantly. But really, I just keep doing it. I don't know why. I just keep doing it. But everything I did, even when I went to the police academy, I went to the police academy and they in high school was an explorers post with 14 to 21 year old kids, and the officers had a bet that I was only going to last for 2 weeks. I lasted it for 4 years. I became corporal, sergeant, lieutenant. It was just to spite them, so just to prove them wrong. And then
it's just like that motivation type of thing.
It is. It's a motivational thing. Like when I was in boot camp, I knew I had asthma, so they let me go. They wouldn't let me do the obstacle course. I said, no, I'm going to do it. I did it. It took me the longest. It took me 22 minutes, 23 minutes to finish, I think, maybe more than that. And I had an asthma attack and I went to the hospital. But at the end of the day, I still did it, so I didn't care, right? It was just to prove people wrong. And the same thing with the organization. I have so many people tell me that I can't do something. And like the 501c3, they're like, it's really hard to get it. Well, you know what? Then I hired a Jewish lady lawyer, and she got it for me in a year. So, yeah.
Do you feel like your experience, like from when you were a teenager and how people doubted you and how you motivated yourself to get through that, is kind of same in comparison to what you're doing with Save Cambodia?
It is, the whole Stand to Rise thing. It's about standing up and just keep going and keep going. No matter how many times you fall, you keep going. You know, I think people need to understand that. How do you plan on accomplishing anything if you don't go against the norm or you don't go against what is considered to be normal or what people say? You know, if you don't do it, you never know. I mean, look at technology. You think people imagine that we would be where we were at? This sounds impossible.
Now, Miss Tavy, can you elaborate more on what you kept saying, I'm human, and stand to rise?
And that's about stand to rise. It's supposed to be courageous for people. You know, it's meant to stand up for, you know, what they believe in, and courage, and continuing to stand against for whatever they believe in. And not losing hope. And that's through anything that we give them, which is through the different initiatives. One of the initiatives, I'm Human, is a brand that is the Save Cambodia initiative that stems from the Cambodian tradition of compassion, understanding, and empathy. And I'm Human inspires not just Cambodians, but it also unites global initiatives and people around the world through human rights so they will learn to stand to rise. So I'm Human is one of our initiatives that really connects different people together.
What are the obstacles you are still overcoming with Save Cambodia, and what keeps you motivated in doing so?
So there's a lot of things that you have to overcome because we're just a starting organization. I mean, legally now we're fine, we're up and running, we're established, we're considered a 501c3 now. We're just getting our charitable solicitation for each state. But you know, we have to make a presence. We have to do it in, you know, we're an international organization, but we have to make a presence in the community still for to gain their trust. Have to gain a presence in the national community, you know, here in the United States, and then globally in Cambodia. You know, there's a lot of breakthroughs on that when you're just first starting out. And then, you know, especially with events, you want to collaborate with corporate companies. And it's difficult. I mean, we're lucky because Starbucks right now really supports what we do, and they want to help us. You know, I'm Human is a trademark item now, and they want to help us really kind of get that off the ground for us, you know, when we're ready. But like our, you know, our ideas, missions, and visions are really big. For example, like I'm Human, we want to collaborate with 29. There's 30 human rights, but we want to collaborate with 29 different nonprofits that fits all under the human rights. Then the 30th one, bring everyone together and create a huge concert like Live Aid. And you know, you have to really get yourself out there in a community, get people to really believe in what you're doing. That's I think the biggest hurdle we have to overcome. But what motivates me? People. It's really people. I always have this thing in my head where I always say, time is ticking, people are dying. That's what motivates me. You know, every time I hear these stories of Cambodia, people are dying, other countries encroaching the country, manipulation in history, and, you know, calling Cambodian people racist when they're not racist. There's so much manipulation tactics, and it makes me feel bad. I feel like the people are trapped. And my parents, you know, they escaped from the war, the Khmer Rouge, and I feel like I've been very lucky to be born here in America for a land of opportunity. Either I make a decision to continue life here and just live my life, or I give back because I have the opportunity to come back to live here and give resources over there. So that's what motivates me.
So you had overcome a lot of things and had accomplished a lot. On a last note, how do you feel about everything you've done?
That's funny. A lot of people ask me this question, and I don't actually have much emotion to it. I think it's because I'm so focused in what I'm doing. I don't really ever have much emotion to anything. Always been that way, though. I don't even really look at it as accomplishments. I just say, oh, yeah, I did that. And my friends laugh at me all the time. So, for example, like there's this thing, it's called the Beijing 20 conference. It's the biggest blueprint, the 20th year for women's rights. They asked me to be a discussant on it, you know, or speaker. And really have much emotion to it. I just kind of look at it as, this is a task that I have to accomplish. That's what I have to do. And that's it.
In comparison to Save Cambodia also?
Same thing. I know I create this organization, different initiatives, and I... You know, every time something happens, I'm like, that's great. I think I get excited about the website. Like, if I accomplish something on the website, I get really excited over small things. But when it comes to bigger stuff, I honestly have no idea why. I don't really have much emotion to it. It's just kind of normal to me.
So, any last word, Ms. Tavy?
No, except I really think people should find out what they're passionate about, or just find passion in something and just continue to stand for it. You know, give some life some meaning, because we're all here to have privilege. And I think people need to really use the opportunity to do something better with their life and really go against things that isn't normal, that what people consider to be normal.
Well, that's great. Thanks for having me, Miss Tavy.